Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of AI agents, your multifamily digital workforce. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the fabulous Patrick Antrim, also the founder and CEO of Nectarflow. Welcome, Patrick.
Paul, great to be with you today. Love the show. Love what the audience cares about.
Yeah, and it's been a long time that we've talked about getting you on the show, and I'm glad to have you on. And this topic, I got to tell you, not just in multifamily, but everywhere I see anything about business and what businesses are doing now, it's AI and the digital workforce of these AI agents. It seems like it's a major breakthrough that's really kind of gaining a lot of traction. So why don't we just dedicate a little bit of time to defining what an AI agent is and their role as digital employees?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, and I did this, I just recently returned from a trip to Stanford. We were talking about the greatest technological revolution or innovation of all time. Well, what would that be? And it got us thinking, and we looked at it, it was really the org chart. And if you think about work, how we organize work, we've organized it through people sitting in front of computers, interacting in front of customers with an organizational chart. And for years, that's how we all created success. And a lot of wealth has been created in multifamily with that org chart, right? And so, now as we look at AI agents, and you think about, as I've been calling it, like the digital workforce, digital labor into an organization, we used to, and even today, we assign people tasks. And people, get information, they do the work. But AI agents, we can assign them the same tasks, different tasks, and they go do the work. They run functions. Functions would call other applications. We call them tools in the technical world, where they're calling data from other applications so they can answer questions and perform that task. And so it really is interesting to think about how we work. We just look at, next time you're in front of your office, your computer, you're looking at a screen, either a mobile phone, maybe you're looking at a computer. And all of that technology was structured for people to do that work. The keyboard and the mouse is really what's being disrupted here. Whereas now, with an AI agent, they don't actually need software. They can go right to the database and retrieve the information they need. All the software that we've surrounded ourselves with dashboards and all that stuff, is really for people. And so, if you think about websites, same thing. I mean, websites are for people to visually see and process. Well, question I would ask your reader or listeners here would be, if AI agents are going out and executing tasks on behalf of users, customers, then we need to optimize our business to meet this digital customer of the future and digital employee. So that's there's a whole nother segment and show that would go deep dive on all this stuff. And we're all learning as we go. This stuff is moving fast.
What are some real-world current examples of how digital agents or digital employees are currently in multifamily operations?
Yeah, okay. So, for example, right now, we had a customer come in to our offices, and they were talking about they were hiring in 70 different locations around the country. Right? And they're thinking, okay, how do I bring these people on? How do I understand who they are? How do I understand what questions to ask them that's unique to the role that they're applying for? So this is a recruitment problem, right? And so one of the challenges was they were getting leads from their, where they were advertising, their advertising source, but there wasn't an integration there. So this lead came in through like an email. And so somebody was copying and pasting this data to then reach out to the candidates and then manually printing resumes and, you know, this very cumbersome process. And during that cumbersome process, you have many, many different people doing this task. So what we did is we took the email that comes in, and we created an AI agent that understands how to look at that email and retrieve the information that they need from the email, like the candidate name, their email, their phone number, all of that stuff. And then we put it on a data table, which looks like a spreadsheet. So we have that so we can use that later. So that AI agent, now that it has that, it takes the resume, reviews the resume, looks at the job requirements, that would be the job description, and analyzes that and says, if I were a recruiter, what would I want to know about this candidate based on the job requirements? So the AI agent's doing this in multiple steps. And then it can rank it and, just essentially process the whole thing, even coming up with interview questions that are unique, that go beyond the standard questions, that are unique in identifying where are the gaps that may be available in this interview. Like, this is what the job is required. This is what the candidate presented. Where are the gaps in this conversation? So this is an example where AI is taking the redundant, automated, or, multitask, multi-step work out of the human loop, and then giving the recruiter, the hiring manager, better questions to ask this potential candidate. And so now you're improving the candidate experience, and you're making better hires, and you're not leaving candidates behind. And this could save hours just in one workflow, one job hire. And so those are the kinds of things that are available. This is what we call like the unstructured data. That's PDFs, documents, contracts that are circulating. You could apply that same workflow to you're taking over a property and you have 300 leases you have to review. Well, you create an AI agent to review all that, structure that data so you can use it in other places, and you're essentially saving thousands and thousands of hours in the organization.
Wow. We've got about 3 minutes left in the segment. I wanted to ask you, how do the AI agents differ from traditional software that multifamily companies are already using?
Well, that's a good question. So an AI agent, again, is what it's doing is it's functioning on behalf of the user. So it could, in many cases, receive triggered prompts from a user or customer, or it could create its own logic and reasoning to analyze data. So, for example, right now, if you were to go to a software, you'd have to click upload file, it's a manual task. An AI agent can retrieve these things through automated workflows and then process the information and then make decisions. So it can evaluate, what's the sentiment here? Does this pass the test to go this, route A or route B, and make logical decisions about next steps in the action. If you think about when you're at like a chat GPT, you type a prompt and it responds to you, where then now it can take these next step actions and iterate between these conversations. So AI agents talk directly to the database, whereas humans and regular software is clicking and navigating for a human to see and to navigate the process.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and I've got a two-part question. One is, what do you believe the ultimate impact on property management efficiency is? And then, what about change management with multifamily companies? Sometimes are very hesitant to accept new things. What do you see?
Yeah, I'll start with the productivity. I think that's our goal, ultimately make your whole workforce more productive. I mean, we're talking in the 20, 30, 40% type of productivity that can be found in most all businesses. And it's in all departments, not just in the leasing and resident process. It's collections, it's AP, it's payroll, it's acquisitions. It's every department, every role. I think that we're all learning what that opportunity is and how to prioritize that opportunity. But that is the real, what I believe to be the differentiator in where we can get other paths to yield, so that we're not just depending on rent increases or trying to control costs that we don't necessarily have control over. So I think it's a lot of people can look at this as you can cut costs, and that's great, but I think it's the acceleration, doing more, renting faster, renting more, you know, growing the management company further and farther, or acquiring more deals because you can do it faster. So I think it's looking at that in terms of, you know, productivity on the things that even happen outside your property management system.
Yeah, being more productive is, I think, the goal that everybody would like to achieve, and it's hard to do if you don't have some way of doing that other than just what you're able to do on your own. So, all right, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of AI agents, your multifamily digital workforce. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the amazing Patrick Antrim, also the founder and CEO of Nectarflow. Before we jump back in the conversation, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to multifamilyradio.com. So, Patrick, in this segment, let's talk a little bit about the tech-enabled leadership mindset. You know, why leaders must embrace AI and technology in today's times.
It's a powerful question, because I believe, if you think about multifamily, it's a wealth creation tool. It's a great preservation of capital, tax, strategy. I mean, many different investment objectives play out. But everything really comes down to that loan. And I think that multifamily leaders have historically had one path, transactional path, to their yield. And now this, with AI and technology, it is the greatest wealth building opportunity of our lifetime. And I think you have other diverse ways to interact and create value for a multifamily company and a customer that would, you know, be in the residence, or it's a maybe it's an adjacent customer in the community, whatever that may be. But I think it's something that is, you know, it's an equalizer where, depending on the size of the company and the portfolio, everybody now has access to this intelligence that they can bring into their company.
What kind of parallels can you tell our listeners about between AI leverage and financial leverage?
Well, here's the way I think through this. I mean, most of the executives in the financial teams, real estate operators that have been successful in the past, remember this org chart that we talked about, they had one path to that. So it was put good deals together, negotiate good JV deals, syndicate, get your LPs, put the capital stack together. And an executive understands the due diligence process, and that's why they invest so much in those third-party reports and that whole process. They're doing that because they're acquiring value. And when you think about that process, there's certain aspects of that they don't delegate, right? And they also invest in. But when it comes to technology in the past, because there's been so much success, it's kind of pushed technology off to the IT team, or didn't invest in the growth of that department. And what they're leaving behind is this opportunity of leverage that I'm saying is the fourth leverage point in a business, which means if they looked at it like how important their debt strategy was and their capital strategy, and they looked at technology as equally the same amount of leverage, they would invest differently in those capacities. They would think through that process a little bit different. And, you know, if you go back to business, all the way back, I mean, a business was the ability to have financial resources, physical resources, buildings and structures, and then human resources as things grew. But now this fourth thing is this technology and innovation and AI that unlocks leverage that we haven't had the opportunity to unlock previously.
What are some of the obstacles or resistant points that you foresee with this AI technology from leadership, and how do you overcome those things?
Well, so this is the biggest issue, honestly. Historically, tech has been the hard thing, and now it's moving to where technology is not the hard thing. And when I was at MIT studying under Dr. George Westerman, he said this thing, and it was what I took away most from this program, which is he studied boring businesses doing interesting things. There's a lot of attention around this frontier AI, Apple and Amazon and Tesla and all these great things, but like our business may be fundamentally very different. And so what he said was that technology, it can be programmed, and that's why it moves so fast. People, they need to be persuaded. And that's what happens is companies fear change. They're familiar with the org chart. This is how we used to do it. This is how we've always done it. And change is actually hard. And when you add data to that, I think it's like 83 or 84% of data projects fail because they have not aligned executives, the people doing the work, with the native technology people that actually can make that better. And so it is the one thing that a leader today needs to lean into is change management, moving productively through change in the organization to see these departments and these roles and these functions in a new way. And the only way to understand that is to go through it and take the risks and, you know, create your fail-safe environments and start taking action, getting new learnings.
You know, one of the things that I know leaders look at and what drives a lot of decisions is ROI. What about ROI, the return on investment for AI implementation? What do you see there?
Yeah, it's interesting. You start to think about the cost of not taking action, and I don't know that we even have data tables to calculate that. But the ROI on this is still being figured out. I start to think about the experience I'm creating for employees, and even a simple thing is not think about turning everything over autonomous to this process, is that you're moving through this in a productive way. And as you move through that, collect that data so you can track. Well, we used to have 5 people doing this. Now we only have 3. And those other team members that are not doing this are now out renting apartments, seeing more deals, meeting with more investors, or taking care of the investors we already have. And so that is all what we need to figure out all together, right? This is like early days of the internet. When you look at the transformation the internet had on business, it is, you know, we're not asking what's the ROI of websites today. We're not asking what's the ROI of access to the internet. You know, there was a time when people asked that. And so it is all going to be figured out together. But simply, we're taking a 50-person company, let's say, and taking a 10-minute task to 3 minutes. And you're talking about 2,000 hours in a business on an annual basis for something that reduces a 5-minute task. So it's, when I'm at boring companies doing interesting things, there's found money in the organization. We just have to track the time and the energy with it. But it's, I don't believe the data is, I don't think the data is there for us to lean on. This is the number right now. It's a moving target. And the analysts haven't even figured out how to calculate it yet.
We got about 3 minutes left in this segment. You know, you have the unique opportunity of sitting down, I guess, virtually with leaders in multifamily across the country every week with your Multifamily Innovation Council. And I'm sure this is a discussion of, as far as AI and digital workforce that you've had. What type of feedback are you getting from across the industry from some of the leaders?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, we're in those meetings. There are a lot of the forward-thinking leaders, and so we're hearing testing of assumptions about even things like looking at payroll numbers or employee verification of income even contribute to, you know, the production of lower delinquency in applications. And so in some cases, that data doesn't reflect, you know, that being a true outcome, right? So it's changing business process. I think that's what comes in through those meetings, is like testing assumptions about a process that we assumed is the process it has to be, and then collaboratively discussing ideas of how to productively move those organizations through change so they don't trickle into either retreat, which is status quo, or radical change, which is we don't want to mess up mission critical stuff. And so those are really the mindset shifts, the communication strategies, and the organizational leadership movements that need to mobilize to enable not only employees and skilling them up, but enabling the company to be able to move through this, what I call the AI platform of the future.
And with about a minute left in this segment, do you see that this is a ultimately in the beginning, rolling this type of technology out is going to be for the larger companies in multifamily, or is there an application and would it be affordable in the beginning stages for mid-size and smaller companies?
Well, the challenge with the larger organizations is they're winning, right? And they're winning at scale. And there's more people involved in the process, and those people are successful and they've grown up working in a way that's very different than how work will happen in the future. So that slows process down. That slows decisions down. And while a lot of people follow big organizations, it's really an opportunity for younger organizations or even, you know, mid-sized organizations that realize, like, they have access to sort of enterprise technology and talent and intelligence that these big organizations have always held, right? So it's sort of a democratizer of that in terms of creating value for investors across portfolios, because it used to be like the more you bought, the more successful you were. Well, that just means you put together a lot of deals. It doesn't mean you know how to run them and get the most out of them. So it's a real opportunity for everybody to have. Think of the executive 20 years ago had an assistant because they wanted to filter their emails or manage their calendar and all those things. Imagine every employee in your organization having access to people that know those things, agents that actually can do those things, and it unlocks potential inside these organizations.
All right. That's a great way of looking at it. We're going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of AI agents, your multifamily digital workforce. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the fantastic Patrick Antrim. He's also the founder of and CEO of Nectarflow. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom utility allowance models. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. So, Patrick, let's talk a little bit about building better business operations with the AI agents. What about the connection between great investments and operational excellence?
Right. I mean, I think that's what everybody's after, right? More efficiency. I look back at like a fiduciary responsibility to take care of real estate and take care of that investor. And we need to, I think, challenge our assumptions about accepting a poor process or accepting a poor technology. And, you know, there's things that are at risk for that, I believe. I mean, you look at the automotive industry. I mean, even in movies, you know, like the automotive buying process is messy. And it wasn't until Tesla disrupted that. But going back many, many years, people didn't enjoy that process. It was painful. And, you know, there's even brand around that that's at risk. And I think multifamily is at risk of heading that way if we need to start accepting the fact that it's our fiduciary responsibility as an operator and as a leader to build a great business that oversees great investments. So you can't have a great investment unless you have a good business that oversees it. And so we generally accept clunky, old, outdated technology that doesn't serve our best interest of our investors. And I think it's where we want to get a little bit more gravity around the fiduciary responsibility of prioritizing a shift into knowing, like, AI agents are coming, there's new paths to yield, there's a better way to connect technology through APIs. AI agents are going to make those API calls anyway, and we need to find a better way to operate a business. So I think it's exciting time to be an operator because you get to AI-enable employees and AI-enable these companies to take advantage of all this stuff. And it's a big lift ahead, but exciting one.
Talk a little bit about how AI enhances property management and something we really haven't talked about, which is the resident experience.
Well, and I'll just give you an example of property management. I mean, the nature of our business is to take over properties. And, you know, in some ways, there may be an exit strategy going in, right? They may be, I'm only in this for 36 months or even 10 years, but they have a plan to actually leave the business. And so when you have that plan, it's, you know, how do you prioritize short-term investment versus long-term value? And in property management, one of the things that we're looking at is in the turnover process, just mapping data, the conversion from one software system to the other, and having an AI agent team that we can provide that can review the leases and abstract those leases and map the data so then the data comes into the system cleaner. And you're taking it from a team of five to, you know, a team of four or three or two, depending on how they structure their operations. And that's a property management thing that we know is recurring. We know that it's painful. And we know how important it is to get this right for the protection of not only the asset, but the yield. And so this is an easy spot to apply AI in that turnover process. And we're working through customers right now on that process. And so when you think about employees, you want them to be experts, right, in certain areas. And generalists generally don't do everything very good, right? They do a lot of things, but not anything really, really well. With an AI agent, I can train an AI agent to tackle one task and extract data from accounting software or extract data from a floor plan and move that somewhere else, analyze that, and transform that data along the way. So then humans aren't sitting there copying and pasting, storing these files, and doing those administrative things. That's an example of property management. From the renter experience part, this all, you know, trickles down to the renter. Maybe they're getting their move-in letter sooner, or the integrations to the systems are operating more efficiently. And then, you know, there's plenty of point solution, sort of narrow-focused businesses that are solving that independently for the renter experience. I'm mostly excited about the property management and the business side of things.
Talk a little bit about how this is going to impact risk management and compliance.
Yeah, well, again, one of those things that is very important, and you know, a great operator has this stuff in place. And so the only way to do this is throw people at this process. And right now we can throw AI agents. So let's say you have a maintenance technician, right? That maintenance technician is on a rooftop doing something, installing equipment, appliance, you know, equipment that you've invested in. Maybe the owner is out of state. And so when they're up on top of that roof or out on the property and they're installing equipment, we know the serial number, we know this stuff. We can give that technician the ability to take a picture of the label, right? And then automatically transcribe or have Vision AI extract that information, put it on a data table. So now they have that inventory, because maintenance technicians and maintenance operations, they don't have computers, a computer station that they're working in, or even the time to do this admin work that actually de-risks the business, right? Maybe that's something you can negotiate as, here's how we take care of the real estate, and our insurance carriers are going to do some really interesting things with that. So that would be a risk management thing. The other thing would be, you just think about affordable housing and the research and the documents and the PDFs that come through that, our AI agents can look at that information, structure that data, and move it to where humans can look at that and look at the exceptions and completely improve that process. So those are some of the things that at the early stages that we're working on that I think is very compelling, very interesting, where it's giving your team of one that can turn into a team of five with certain AI agents supporting them.
We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit about how or what the impact of AI and AI agents will be on training and adaption strategies for teams.
Right. So, you know, you look at our training, how we got it before, we watched and learned, or we listened, or we lectured, or we go to a conference and we sit in fluorescent lights and we, you know, we hope that we can learn in that 45 minutes. And the reality is, this isn't something that you just learn passively. This AI is something you do. We like to get people immersed with it. They need to see it, play with it, and interact with it. And that's why we have our innovation lab, is we want to move people through immersive experiences. So I think from an organizational standpoint, enabling their employees to be AI-enabled, giving them more skills. This is where it's the opportunity ahead. Nobody should be thinking about job cuts and job losses and automations taken away. We got to be thinking about how do we enable our employees to be AI-enabled, tech-enabled, so they can find value and create more value inside our organizations. And the only way to do that is to immerse them in these experiences. I mean, we're doing our part in that process, but every company can do their own. And it's really an opportunity for them to unlock their real value. And the biggest challenge with that is, like, people have identified with doing certain types of work, and they will hold on to that. So, again, going back to the change management, we need to change you know, how we train, how we engage, and how we lead, and how we inspire leaders of tomorrow. It's a very different role, and it's again, most of the exciting stuff will come from the new things that were created.
We've got about a minute left. You mentioned something about the loss of jobs, and of course, when you talk to people that are kind of downstream from leadership, that seems to be their concern. That the ones that I've spoken with about AI coming in, what do you hear from leaders about that? Is that something that they understand, is that they can let their employees work on other things if they can get AI to handle some of the more mundane tasks?
Well, the first thing that they're hearing from that in the news, or they're hearing it from conversations as a witness of what other people are reporting on, and it's to be ignored. You know, I think that if I'm sitting there and I'm a regional manager, a leasing agent, or VP of something, I'm thinking that this is an opportunity. Now, the reason why people would be fearful and wondering what's this going to be for my role is they haven't an AI enabled themselves. They're not leveraging the technology in a way that would be more valuable to the company. I think companies are looking at how does the employee relationship actually drive value for the business? Is it bringing in more rents? Is it bringing in more cash flow? Is it bringing in more opportunities to meet with more investors? Or am I creating new ways, new paths to efficiency, new paths to experience? Are customers loving us more because we did something differently? And so with AI, if you don't know what's possible, you can be scared of it, right? Because you're only hearing the representation of other people, and they're, you know, they're benefiting from the discussion around that stuff. And the reality is, computers, you know, if there was a time when people weren't always equipped to understand computers, you know, now if you hired someone today and they didn't know that, I mean, would they have a job, right? I think we got to look at it fundamentally if we look back in the transitions that we've had in time.
Well, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of the Multifamily Matters Show, powered by the Multifamily Media Network. And coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of AI agents, your multifamily digital workforce. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the awesome Patrick Antrim, also the founder and CEO of Nectarflow. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, complete technology solutions that made easy business decision for multifamily. So, Patrick, let's talk a little bit about the future of property management software integration with the AI and the AI agents.
Well, it's a very complex question to answer. But I can tell you that, you know, a few years ago, you essentially had native API connections going between System A and System B. And, you know, for many years, I think organizations wanted one login, and they wanted to solve a problem of they didn't want their employees wasting time logging into different things. And what ended up happening is you end up with property management systems, just owning and controlling that data, and then also protecting that data, because they've done a great job over the years of keeping that data strong and safe and been able to transact and create a lot of wealth in multifamily. The challenge today is there's more and more point solution products that are being built, and so the question is, how do you connect these things without impacting the pace of innovation, and how do you do that in a way that it's productive to the operator? So historically, I think it's been done in code-based, which means developers programmed API connections, authentications, in code. And now with the tech is the easy part today. So now AI agents themselves can actually do API calls without code. So they're, you're doing code in different functions, like creating tools and function calls, but the AI agents themselves can determine when to do that action. Whereas right now, everything is built with massive technical debt around this AI integration problem. And again, if companies believe in AI future, that means we need to be able to access our data to do the interesting things that these owners and operators are going to want to do with it. So I think the future property management software integration is something that evolves. But AI is going to solve that problem. You know, we were setting out, and we've already solved it. We can connect to anything with an API. The question is, will someone allow it? Is it licensed to do that? And, you know, how are you going to, what's the actions you want to have next? But I think in the future, I'll just give an example. Like today, OpenAI launched a new feature, a new product launch around a new model called QA, which is a computer using agent. So that means this agent can browse the web, which in many ways may not even require an API at all, because it's seeing the data as a human would see the data. And so there's just some really interesting times that the pace of how we've approached integrations in the past cannot be sustained. We have to lead change there, and that's what we're aiming to do.
What is your outlook on how AI is going to transform the industry, the multifamily industry?
Well, I think it's going to unlock opportunities where we can solve affordable housing, finally. You know, we can't just say it's supply and demand fundamentals. There's just like Elon solved the automotive industry with electric vehicles. I think we can take the same strategies, and that's where it's going to take leadership. It's going to take testing assumptions. It's going to be challenging people that have gone unchallenged, you know, because success has gone before us. So, you know, how do you tell somebody that's winning financially and, you know, inside a business that the path forward needs to look different? That's the leadership that's required. And I think that's what the good news is. It doesn't need to be the organization doing it because the world is going that way. And the frontier companies like Google, OpenAI, Anthropic, Grok, you know, Elon's Grok, all these different language models are rearranging the world the same way electricity rearranged the world. And so it's just, it's an opportunity that we haven't realized. We don't even know the opportunities yet. But I start to think about, we used to think the only way to get yield was to raise rent. And so now you start to think about the aggregate purchasing power of the customer. How do you increase the value of renting with AI and automation and really interesting things provided for an experience? But how do you bring that value back into the business so then you can get your yield, protect investor risk, without just taking purchasing power away from a customer? So it's a real opportunity to lead, I think, through those periods.
Well, I want to transition to another topic real quick. You know, about 13 months ago, I had the pleasure of attending one of your conferences in Phoenix. And I remember you kind of talking in general terms about an initiative you had with AI. And then you kind of unveiled what you were working on towards the end of the conference. Talk a little bit about Nectarflow.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, you were the second year seeing that, and that was like build with us. So most people go out, raise a bunch of money, and then build something and then try to find something to sell it to. Whereas we did the opposite. We spent time for 10 years with customers, what would make life better for the customer, and create something for that. And so Nectarflow, really, the aim there is to make your workforce more productive, right? We're looking for the simplest solution, right, to solve a micro business problem or a big problem in the business that may not even be software that's ever developed, right? And so what we can do is with AI agents, we have an AI agent platform, it's agentic platform technically, that allows us to talk to all the language models, multi-model, so we de-risk programming risk and future-proofing what's going to happen next because we can talk and switch between large language models. Think of it like large language models as a team working together to merge results to solve business problems in multifamily on a platform that can connect it to many other applications you may use, Microsoft Teams, Azure, maybe it's Amazon, Dropbox, all the other things that you also use in your business. So but what we're able to do is chain these things together, break tasks down into smaller manageable pieces, automate them, and then orchestrate this on a sort of a, I'll call it an orchestration layer that most people don't know how to do because they've never done this before. So we end up providing a done for you, a done with you, and a plan to skill up the industry into teaching people how to orchestrate these things and find value in the organization. So it's an exciting time, but the narrow thing to think about here is when you have an AI that's built to sell to everybody, it's not unique. And that's the purpose of a company. So Nectarflow can create a custom AI agent and a custom AI, essentially a smaller language model, specifically for the role, the company, and the user it intends to attract. So that is really the offer and the differentiator, in that it's designed to essentially make work more productive. And by the way, in 3 months, it'll be different. There'll be a new this or that, and we're agile, and we can modular, you know, move things in and out of these things, similar to like an app store. right? So if I were to look back in the past, we installed software in computers. Then we connected them with the internet. And then we moved them to the cloud. And then we went to mobile. Well, all of those stages were platforms. This is the AI platform, and Nectarflow is the orchestration layer and the AI platform and the team that does it with them, so then they can scale up their employees and then unlock value in the organization. So that's a short run of what we're doing there, and we're learning with our customers instead of building something and selling it to them.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Talk real quick about your other initiatives you have, what's your call to action for the audience here, and then also if someone wants to reach out and contact you, how can they do that?
Yeah, well, two ways. If you want to, you know, our Multifamily Innovation Council for multi-owners and operators, that's a great way to get involved. It's 50 events for less than the price of one, and, you know, it's an immersion process. We're connecting to the right people. For Nectarflow, you know, if someone wants to make the work more productive, get 40% more lift in operations, that's just nectarflow.com. Reach out to us, and we'd love to jump on a call. We're currently running a beta program. We have about 86 companies that have raised their hand for that, but we would love to talk through people that are looking to bring AI into their business. In terms of what's next, we're doing stuff with Stanford and ASU where we're getting education and content. We're bringing this to these communities. And with the innovation, we have a Nectarflow Innovation and AI Lab in Scottsdale. You know, if you're ever in Phoenix and Scottsdale area, come visit the lab. We can show you AI. We can show you what data is. We can help you change the way it flows and unlock value for people, little events that we do. And we are leaning on the change management and helping people mobilize their business and, you know, work together with literally any app that they wanted to connect to.
If someone wants to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Nectarflow.com is our website. I'm on LinkedIn, and it's patrick@nectarflow.com is the email.
Fantastic. Well, Patrick, it's so great to have you on. I look forward to seeing you later in the year at some of the conferences. We always run into each other there. I'd love to have you back again and do another show on this whenever you've got time. So thanks
Absolutely.
For being here.
Love it.
We were going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.